This is Turd Flinging Monkey for TFM News. Third wave feminism appeared in 1992, following the end of the Cold War, and has been systematically attacking men and masculinity from all fronts. In response to these misandric developments, MGTOW has sprung up. The men's rights movement has been around since the 1920s in one form or another, and has accomplished nothing in terms of stemming the tide of gynocentric laws and the diminishing rights and protections of men. In contrast, MGTOW has only been around since 2004, but in its original form, embodied in the MGTOW Manifesto, was still an arm of the men's rights movement, seeking to instill masculinity in men, femininity into women, and promote traditional gender roles. MGTOW shifted between 2009 and 2012. And expanded its focus from merely an anti-feminist conservative movement to one that examines female nature as the underlying basis of feminism. The result was a change from a movement that sought to reform women by fighting feminism in favor of traditional femininity, to one that rejected women as a whole and walked away from relationships and institutions such as marriage that exploit men as disposable utilities of women. A look at Google Trends shows how MGTOW has grown in popularity and relevance since this shift. Then in 2013, as if out of nowhere, a new breed of activists appeared known as Women Against Feminism. This has allowed anti-feminism to become a position of egalitarianism and gender equality, rather than the misogynist hate group that it has previously been labeled over the decades. Now that at least some women have given it the thumbs up, anti-feminism has been allowed to exist and flourish. Two things immediately become clear upon closer inspection of these so-called Women Against Feminism. They are only against the excesses of third-wave feminism, and their true enemy isn't feminism but MGTOW. The first observation is obvious enough. While these anti-feminist women may mock modern feminism for their obsession with non-existent problems like male privilege and rape culture, they won't be found complaining about the feminist laws passed during first and second wave feminism. Look for examples of any anti-feminist women fighting for the repeal of women's suffrage, gender quotas in hiring, i.e. affirmative action, abortion on demand without the consent of the father, no-fault divorce, or primary aggressor laws which cause men to be arrested for domestic violence even if they were merely defending themselves. The truth is that aside from rare exceptions associated with the men's rights movement or the pro-life movement, these women don't support any wider reform than repudiating third-wave feminism for its excessive misandry. The second observation will require analyzing an article written by Kathy Gingell from The Conservative Woman. Kathy is a prominent anti-feminist, but she expects men to continue the men's rights movement's failed playbook, and resents MGTOW for walking away. In her website's own mission statement, it reads, 40 years of feminism has brought with it as many problems as it has solutions. The problem with this statement is that feminism isn't 40 years old. It started in the 1800s, specifically 1848 in the US, which makes it at least 167 years old as of 2015. However, let's assume that this blog was started in 2013, alongside Women Against Feminism in general, which would place its version of feminism as starting in 1973, the year of Roe v. Wade, when abortion became legal in the United States. So they may define feminism as merely third-wave feminism's misandry and abortion. Are any MGTOW impressed? I thought not. These women aren't fighting against feminism, they are just realizing since the rise of MGTOW that maybe feminism has gone a little too far and that they need to pull it back a little to keep the men under their control. The men's rights movement has been around for decades, but it was only in the last 2 years, since MGTOW and anti-marriage gained traction, that women are now against feminism. Simply read the words of Kathy Gingell, who calls on men to oppose feminism but not walk away from women. She chastises MGTOW for their anger and despair, and warns of the dire consequences for children, family, and society caused by MGTOW, which may involve a future of test tube genderless babies. If these women were so worried about children and families, they wouldn't tacitly support all the laws passed under second wave feminism aside from abortion. The men's rights movement wishes to return to the 1950s, but Women Against Feminism merely wish to return to the 1980s, when they enjoyed all the rights and privileges of feminism, but third wave feminism hadn't yet appeared to spoil the good thing they had going by causing men to wake up and walk away. Men are done sacrificing for women. The game is up. And if these women want men to come back to the table, they're going to have to go back a lot farther than the 1980s or even the 1950s. I can understand that these ladies are not interested, and that's fine. Test tube babies it is. However, they won't be genderless, they'll be men. Because without the need for sexual reproduction, women serve absolutely no function, as men are stronger, smarter, and more capable than women at nearly everything. If women want to avoid this apocalyptic sausage party, they have a choice to make.